Hey guys, this is DJ Dugan, marketing guy at Smith Music. This interview was originally recorded a couple of weeks ago with Brad Russell for the Texas Tailgate newsletter. If you'd like a copy of this newsletter, go over to our website, smithmusic.com, and sign up for our email list. And now my interview with Brad Russell. Enjoy.
So let's talk about the songwriting to begin with. How this song come about? I know you, the song's pretty kick in the butt, man. Subject matter wise.
Yeah. I'd like to say I just kind of put myself into a spot, but obviously, with relationships that last the length of time that mine has, things happen and on both sides of the table, you don't get through to a long-term relationship without learning how to roll through a bunch of bullshit. So, from bad time in my life, it's a cheating song. It's straight up,
straight up. You got a songwriting partner, or is this just all you? Where did this come over?
No, that's just me. Me at a time whenever I've was dealing with cheating in a cheating relationship, and it just came out and it's one of the things, like it takes two to tango, and everybody always put it on one person, but it's always I don't know, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, a lot of people only see it from their side, and that your partner cheated, but it's somebody else was involved, and a lot of times they know the other person's relationship, so it's kind of like getting your heart broke by two people at once,
Well, tell me about the recording process. Where did you go to build this piece?
That was done at Fort Worth Sound with Bart, and Josh Rogers and Aiden Bubeck were part of the tracking day. Milo came in after the fact. It's got that hooky riff in it, and he came in, and we kind of came up that he should be, we should play that on guitar and fiddle, and that's kind of like the chorus of the music. That's kind of the fun of the music, was that. That's just kind of a dark, eerie, but groovy mix.
Yeah, I was that tone on that guitar, man. It's like a kind of otherworldly. It's not something you hear normally.
Yeah, man. It was just that's my lucky dog with the tremolo. So you'll get some of that trim effect from the actual guitar. But then other than that, it's just a little bit overdrive and phaser, kind of working to give it a little bounce back effect,
Yeah. Yeah, it's got quite another worldly sound.
Like you're saying, the song's kind of straightforward and kind of to the point. It's crazy though that that song was recorded in 2019 or the beginning of 2020. Yeah, so we've sat on it through the pandemic, sat on a few of them, and it's one of those that I was like, man, I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna redo the vocals on this one, I'm gonna redo them on this one, but they just never, I don't know. It's like, I kind of wanted to keep it as a chronological order of stuff we record, because it kind of helps you see where you're at now. So about that tune, we play it live now, and it still has that same feeling, and it's just, man, it's crazy how much people dance to that song.
Yeah, so that's the getting up and dancing to it, huh?
Yeah, it is like, you know, the song's about heartbreak. At the same time, it just gets you moving, you know. So the song itself paints a picture of a dude that's like working out of town, knowing something's going on back home, and you know that's kind of where the song comes from, is being out on the road working and knowing it's going down, and just really there ain't nothing you can do, you know, except just let it go and turn it off and shut it down, you know. You're not going to haul ass from Birmingham to Houston to do anything, you know, you're just stuck.